What exactly do you need this year? There are so many people who are asking for a lot of things this year. Just like the Lord asked Solomon, he asked him to ask for everything. But Solomon asked for just one thing. He asked for wisdom to accomplish the assignment God had given him. Eventually, God added every other thing to him. This morning, this year, is it a new job you want? Is it promotion? Is it house? Is it children? Is it authority position? Is it graduation? Is it complete what you want to do? But if you have something this morning, you have everything. I need you, I need you. Every day I need you. Hallelujah. Oxygen today. We need you more than raiment. We need you more than food. We need you more than physical possession. Lord, come down in our midst right now. Come down into our midst right now. Come down into our lives and fill us with the fullness of your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as you go into this period of praying and of sharing, let us see you. Lord, show up. Lord, glorify yourself. Lord, manifest your grace and power in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us put hands together for the Lord. I want to say congratulations for coming to the first Sunday, witness the first Sunday of the year 2021. I thought we were going to put hands together for the Lord for that. We should not take it for granted. And today is the fourth day, day four, in our fasting and prayer. So we are going to be doing a little praying this morning. But before we go to pray, our prayer has to be based on the word of God. So therefore, I will exhort us briefly before we go into the business of the day. And this morning, I'm going to be dwelling a little bit more into our theme for this year. This year is our year of a new season. And if you are watching me online or you are connected to this service anywhere in the world, I welcome you to your new season. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But listen to me this morning. I am talking briefly on what I call the season of Goshen. The season of Goshen. When I said this year is a year of a new season, I don't want people to think that it's a kind of a generic or globalized statement. It may not necessarily apply to the whole of the world. It may not necessarily be globalized, but it is contextualized. And so, this morning, to make you understand this new season, I want you to consider what I call the season of Goshen. Exodus chapter 8, and we are going to read from verse 22, and I will start from verse 24. Exodus chapter 8. And I will severe in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell. That no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end, thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Verse 23. And I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be. Verse 24. And the Lord did so. And the Lord did so. And there came grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into the servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. Now go to chapter 9. Just jump to chapter 9 of that Exodus again, and read verse 24 to 26 briefly. So there was hay and fire mingled with the hay, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Verse 25. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Verse 24. Only, hallelujah, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Only in the land of Goshen, where children of Israel dwell, there was no hail. Let me say something briefly. The land of Goshen was a land within a nation. It was a territory within a territory. And normally what applies to the whole of Egypt should apply to every part of Egypt. But then, something happened. Before that time, when it was raining in Egypt, they enjoyed the same rain together. When it was dry in Egypt, they enjoyed dry season together. The season, the weather, the climate was the same. But a time came that the Lord entered into a new covenant with his people, and he gave them a new season, different from the season, the weather, the climate of their surroundings.
So this year, when I'm saying, I'm welcoming you to a new season, I am telling you, in the name of the Lord and by the authority of the God, the highest, that irrespective of the season around, the Lord will give you a new season. So that I'm saying that it may not necessarily be globalized, but for you, you will enjoy a new season. You know, at this time, when everything now became upside down in the land of Egypt, by the time there was dryness and aridity in the land of Egypt, in Goshen, they were enjoying rain. In fact, it will rain in the morning, it will rain in the evening, and the weather will calm down. The sun will shine again. By the time it becomes hot again, it will rain. When the whole of Egypt was experiencing dryness, Goshen was experiencing rain. Whatever happened globally this year, whatever happened nationally this year, you will enjoy a new season from the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. When in the land of Egypt there was turbulence, everything was calm in the land of Goshen. When in the land of Egypt, there were cries and weeping, it was shout of joy and rejoicing and clapping and jumping and praising the Lord in the land of Goshen. When in the land of Egypt there was hail, there were flies, in the land of Egypt they were just enjoying rainbow. Every other place around them, swarm of flies, there were heads, but they were just enjoying the beauty of the rainbow. When in the land of Egypt, when it was covered with darkness, the moon was shining in Goshen, and the elders gathered the children together, and they sat down under the cedar tree, telling them and regarding them with the story and tales by the moonlight. Meanwhile, the whole of Egypt was covered with darkness. This year, and that's the covenant we are praying to this morning. That's the covenant we are praying to this day. This year, irrespective of the rumors, of the news, of prediction, of speculation, of government, or governance, or policies, or politics, you will have a new season. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will enjoy the season of Goshen. I say you will enjoy the season of Goshen. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is a covenant we are entering into, and the Lord has entered into us with us this year. But let me say, this is a covenant with preconditions. And I will say quickly about four or five things, then we'll go to pray into it. Every covenant comes with conditions. The covenant of Goshen, which you are going to enjoy this year, comes with some preconditions. And I'm going to talk about it briefly. The first thing that you must be prepared to dwell in his presence. If any member of the house of Israel wander and dwell in the land of Egypt as well Goshen, then you will not enjoy all these things, two of us. When the swarm of flies came, you will be affected, two of us. It is when you dwell in Goshen that you can be a beneficiary of this covenant. So the first thing you must do this year is to ensure that you take time to dwell in his presence. Let me warn you, don't play truancy. No room for truancy. This is year 2021. Spare time to dwell in the presence of the Lord.
when the angel of destruction was moving over the land of Egypt, if there was any Israeli who was abiding, gallivanting, and loitering around in the land of Egypt, it will be cut down. So this year, the Lord is entering into a new covenant with you to take you into a new season. Dwell in his presence. Don't play truancy. Psalm 92 verse 13. He says that those who dwell, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our Lord. You can project in Psalm 92 verse 13 so that they can read it. He said, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. Make sure you are planted in the house of the Lord this year so that you can flourish. Your flourishing this year depends on being planted in the house of the Lord. We are in a season of Goshen, but you have to dwell in his presence. Because of my time, you have to gallop. Secondly, you must align yourself with the covenant of God. Your life must be aligned with the covenant of God. See, when you dwell in the presence of God, then align yourself with his purpose. Then you can enjoy this covenant. You can enjoy this season. So those who are outside, you can come in. Those who are inside, don't go out. Align your life. Don't live your life your own way. Don't say, I'll go about my own way. Ensure that your life is aligned with the purpose and the counsel of the Lord. And number three, I want you to know that you can only enjoy this season by grace. Let any man boast. The horse may be prepared for a day of battle, but the victories of the Lord. Don't be so calculating, be so strategic that you are the only one planning your things. Recognize the place of grace this year. I know we talk about grace. I know we sing about grace. I know we shout about grace. But I want us to, more than ever before, appreciate and appropriate. Not only appreciate, appropriate the essence of grace in our life this year. Because we were operating under a different season last year. And for many people, the decision last year was not as expected. But for you to move the new season this year, you need to appropriate grace. There was a story of a man who was under a dispensation. And that dispensation was terrible. And by the dispensation he was born into, by the authority under which was operating, by the environment, by his family, by his season, under which he was given birth to, he was doomed to labor from the womb to the tomb. But when he came under grace, he entered the new season. I'm sure I'm talking about somebody that you know. And in case you are in doubt, let us look at it together in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, quickly. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 unto verse 10. You see the story of the man, which I'm sure most of you must have known before now. We must have come across it. Please project it for us. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow. That was his dispensation. That was his heritage. That was his lot. That
was what he was doomed to. Right from the womb, Jabez started to labor. But when he entered into grace and he called upon the name of the Lord, a new season came in his life, and his season was there for the sin of his brethren. He had a new season that was different from the season of his household, of his family, of his generation, of his genealogy. While others came to labor, he became honorable. What happened? It was grace. He came under grace. This year, recognize the place of grace. And I say in the mighty name of Jesus, you are coming under great grace. Great grace. Greater grace than you ever known before. In the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, quickly, be attentive and obedient. When you dwell in the presence of the Lord, when you align yourself with the purpose of God, when you appropriate grace as you should, then you need to be attentive and obedient. Because when you are in the presence of God and you are either not attentive or you are not obedient, you may miss out. Let it not be said again that we'll be in church. Some people will be pinging at the back. Some people will be gisting at the back. Some people will be checking their phone and WhatsApp and messaging. Let it not be said again this year that program will go in the church. People be around the corner, maybe at the back of the auditorium or outside the auditorium, talking and gisting or talking to their friends. Let that stop. Let that not happen this year. Be attentive and be obedient. We must not allow distraction when we come to the presence of the Lord. We had done enough of that last year. We had done enough of that year before. We had done enough of that several years back. But this is a new season. That season does not tolerate distraction. So we must be attentive. And secondly, we must be obedient. And I want to illustrate with just a passage of the Bible. You see what the essence to be attentive and then to be obedient. Let's look at something in the book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and I want us to read from verse 4 to 7. Luke chapter 5. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Verse 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Let me tell you, Peter had experienced a season of drought. He had experienced a season of frustration. He had experienced a season where every effort yielded no result. He had come to a point that he had given up. He had come to the point he didn't expect anything again. But when the Lord came onto the scene and the Lord spoke unto him, lay down your net for a draught. Peter said, Master, I think you are not getting it right this time around. This is off season for the fishes. Maybe Pastor Pukola will talk more about fishes because he's the greatest fisher in our midst. He knows about fishes and the fishes know about him probably. He said, no, I can see you don't understand the season of fish. This is off season. Not Peter in his argumentative, logical, and intellectual self. He was
he was advancing, reason why that could not happen. Why his season could not change. He said, look, I've taken it that this is my off day. I just wanted to assist you. You asked for my boat, I give it to you. But today is my off day. I've accepted my lot. I will come back another time. But he had a second thought. He said, but nevertheless, at your word. If he had depended on his logic, if he had depended on his experience, if he had depended on his skill, he would have missed his season. Am I right? But when he did what the Lord said, don't take the scripture away. Let's look at verse 6 to 7 quickly, and now I'll continue. I said verse 6. We are read verse 4, we are read verse 5. Let's go to verse 6. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish that their net broke. Verse 7. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and they feed the sheep so that they began to sink. When he obeyed the Lord turned the season of drought to the season of abundance that was beyond the expectation, that he himself alone could not even accommodate. This year, the Lord will bless you in your measure. See, the way the Lord blessed Peter here, when he entered into this new season, himself alone could not be the only beneficiary. See, when God blesses you, and the only one that's enjoying that blessing, that's not a blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? There's a difference between a provision and a blessing. When God gives you something, and you are the only one that can just, but that's just a provision. You need money to feed. Maybe you have been hungry and then you don't have any. And somebody just come around and dashes you. I remember that was a time I told you before when I was in the university doing my undergraduate studies. And I was in my room. I think I told you that story before. For a whole day, I was not fasting, but I was not eating because I didn't have anything to eat. The whole day went. I was not fasting. I was a Christian then. I was not fasting, but I had nothing to eat. By 2 a.m. the following day, one brother just came to my room in PGO. I didn't invite him. I didn't send for him. I didn't tell him anything I was going through. He just came to my room and said, Brayo, I just want to bless you. And he gave me something. He gave me some money. I can't remember the amount now. And he left my room. As soon as he left, I went to the upper, to the buttery, and I bought food. And that was my first meal. That was provision. Are you listening to me? There's a difference between provision and blessing. When God blesses you, it will bless others. But when God makes provision, sometimes provision is just to take care of your own need. Are you listening to me? So what God did now, when God took Peter to a new season, he didn't only provide for any, the Lord bless him. Why? Because stop being argumentative. This year, don't be too intelligent for God. What did I say? Don't be too intelligent for God. When you are given instruction by the Lord from the pulpit, listen. Be attentive and obey. When we say we are going through a period of fasting and prayer, don't say, well, it's their own. They are saying, I will do my own. Nobody can go that way and get to where you should get to. It is when you are obedient, you are attentive, that you can benefit from the covenant. Oh, my time is fast spent. Well, I will just link us to where we are going to use to pray now. Because I really want us to take time to pray this morning. So the fifth thing I want to talk about this morning before we go to prayer is that you have to continuously renew this covenant. You have to wake up every morning and tell God, I'm coming to a new season this year. I'm experiencing the season of Goshen. You decline in the morning, you decline in the night. You renew it every day. When you take Holy Communion, you mention it. That what happened in the land of Goshen, what I'm going to experience this year. And so when you hear the news on CNN, when you hear the news on Channels TV, when you hear the news on TVC, you hear the inside the paper, you go back and renew your own covenant. Don't begin to dwell on what CNN is saying, or what Al Jazeera is saying, or what TVC is saying, or what NTN Network is saying, or BCUS, or Shoe Radio. The more you hear the fears being spread, the more you should renew your own covenant. When people are trying to pump fear, whether they say, this second wave is coming, you go back and renew your own covenant. That even if it's not globalized, for your own, it's a new season. For your own life, it's a new season. For your own family, it's a new season. And I will say we renew this covenant this morning. We enter into it and renew this morning with Isaiah 54. And that's where I'm going to use to pray now. We are going into prayer now. Isaiah chapter 54. We are going to read from verse 10 to 17. And these are the 7-8 verses that's going to be the basis of our prayer of the covenant we're entering into and we are renewing this morning. Isaiah chapter 54. And I want us to stand on our feet. It is time to pray. Remember, what you have to do today is to actually pray more than we've been doing before. For the mountain shall depart, and he shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said the Lord. The Lord have mercy on thee. Remember the prophecy that came this morning. Say, I will be gracious unto you. Am I right? Now, the Bible is saying, no, just go back to verse 10. That mountain shall depart. He shall be removed. That means there's going to be shakings. When there are shakings, when there is turbulence, that is removing the mountain, removing the heat. But God is saying, my kindness will not depart from you. Can you go into the presence of this year, this morning? Say, whatever happened this year, this is your word for me. This covenant I am entering into with you. That even when there are shakings, remove the mountains, remove the heat, your kindness shall not depart from me. Your covenant of peace, your covenant of peace shall be my Lord. It does not matter when there was turbulence in Egypt, there was peace in Goshen. Begin to cry unto Lord this morning. And if you like, can keep quiet. If you like, can just stand still. But if you love yourself, enter into this, key into this. That this year, 2021, when there will be shakings of the mountains of the hills, I will enjoy the kindness of the Lord. I will be kind unto you. The Lord will be kind unto me. Ask for kindness of the Lord this year. His loving kindness. His loving kindness. His loving kindness, his loving kindness, ask for his loving kindness on a daily basis, on hourly basis, in the year 2021, the loving kindness of the Lord, the loving kindness of the Lord, ask for it. Maske polaba, rakaskipa, raandakuskepo, rokokoko soponibo, brakakakasapa, brakakakasapa, brakakasipapa, brakakakasapa, rakakasiba, raandakuskebo, reegegege sepo, ragagagaga, 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 rigagaga skapa, resopopo, ringa sadalaba, reensekopo shibaliga. In the mighty name of Jesus, he said, neither shall the covenant of my peace
be removed. Share the law that have mercy on you. Can you listen to that? My covenant of peace shall not be removed from you because I will have mercy on you. So call upon God this morning. That is here. You have mercy upon me. You have mercy on my life. You have mercy on my spouse. You have mercy on my children. You have mercy on my work. You have mercy on my ventures. You have mercy on everything I lay my hands upon to do. You have mercy on everything that pertains to me. And the covenant of peace shall not be removed. I will enjoy peace. When fear is gripping the whole land, I will enjoy peace. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Maskapaliaga. Rakakaka sipaliga. Rakakaka sepa. Makashipaliga bashimpoligo. Makashipaka shimpoligo. Brokoko simpokosh. Brokoko simpoliga. Rakakakashe. Brakakaka sepa. Brakakaka sapa. Rakaka sapaliga. Rakakaka sipa. Rinda kaskiba. Rekeke sepoliba. No matter the turbulence, peace shall be my lot. No matter the turbulence, peace shall be my lot. No matter the storms around, peace shall be my lot. Ah, I will enjoy peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. That shall be my Lord this year. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in. And perhaps there has been some turbulence in your life before now. Begin to ask that you experience peace. Out of the turbulence you have been experiencing, out of the storms you have been experiencing, the time of peace has come. The moment of peace has come. The season of peace has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, it might be regarding your health. It might be regarding your spouse. It might be regarding your work. It might be regarding your children. It might be regarding your home. Say the time of peace have come. I decree peace, O God. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Maskatalaba. Meskupai shantalaba. Raishi kai paluaba. Sheke telimama. Randoko skoposhimba. Renteke skipa. Raisi kapalaba. Reko skupa shindalaba. Rente tetetiba. Maruga gagaga siba. Randa kuraba. Randu sekepo shidalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go to verse 11. Let's look at verse 11. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Listen. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphires. Now it is time to ask every storm in your life to be quiet. Every area where your life has been in a toss, like a basket upon the river, where the winds of life have been tossing you up and down, this is the year the time that the Lord said, I will lay your stone with fair color. You are coming to have a new D. I said, you are having a new D. I said, you are having a new D. I said, you are having a better D. I said, you have a better D. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, can you begin to pray now? Every tempest, they must not rain again. Their time has expired. The expiration date has come. The expiration date has come to every form of tempest, in the mighty name of Jesus, in your life, in your home, in your career, in your work, in anything that pertains to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maskapailaga, Yari Mamaka Simpa, Rangaga Sipa, Rangaga Sipo, Rototoko Sipa, Rantakuski, Rantakuske Popo, Rundokoko Simpo, Ranka Sipa. Ranga shipa liba, raanda kuskepo, raasuke polia, reseke poso boliga, raanda kuskepo, ranta kakaka simba, ragaga sipa, rakaka shimboligo, ragaga siba, rausekepo, raanda kasiba, raandu sepo koshibaliga, raambaba kantalaba, reke sepo liba. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to look at this second part, or the last part of that verse. No, that verse 11. He says that he said, and lay your foundation with what? With what? Sapphires. Now, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Maybe some of the troubles you are experiencing was based on wrong foundations. Many people are experiencing a lot of things based on the foundation upon which they are standing, upon which their family is standing, upon which their generation is standing, upon which they are standing. But this year, God, I will lay your foundation with sapphire. That means God is going to repair your foundation. So begin to uproot every wrong foundation upon which you are standing, any root cause of your tempest, of your experiences, of the unpalatable you are experiencing, begin to uproot them right now. I mean to say, your foundation is laid in God this year. This 2021, you are standing upon the foundation, upon the rock of ages. This is a new foundation. God, begin to lay a new foundation. That God will lay a new foundation for you this year. You will not stand upon that foundation last year. But this year, you are standing upon the new foundation of God, laid by God himself, not by you. Maybe your parents laid the foundation for you. Maybe your family laid the foundation for you. Maybe your generation and your lineage laid the foundation for you. But today, the Lord is laying a new foundation for you. God himself is laying your foundation. Begin to pray this year, lay my foundation. For this year 2021, let me stand upon the foundation which you are laying, which you are constructing. Lord, you are the architect, and you are the maker or the foundation upon which I'm standing this year, upon which I'm walking this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every other foundation, contrary to what the Lord has laid, I uproot, I destroy, I annul, I cast the lake of fire. I only stand upon the foundation of the Lord. I only stand upon the foundation laid by the Lord. Any other foundation, I destroy, I uproot, I disconnect myself from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray, continue to pray, say it, cry about it, talk to God about it. Masaka papa, raasaka paliaga. Retekus kaipalia, reseke pai shalaba, raansa kapapa, rasa kakaka shipaliaba, raanda kuskepo, rainda kaskipa, rainde keskipo, raisha kapa, raansa kapa, raanso kopopo, roseke poshindalaba, reseke palaba, raansikepo, riisa katalaba, rinseke poshandalaba. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Go to verse 12 quickly. Sorry, we may take a few more minutes this morning. Verse 12. And I will make thy window of agate, and thy gate of carbuncles, and all thy border of pleasant stones. This shall be a year of pleasantries. Begin to ask God that this year, you open the windows of heaven. You give me pleasant surprises.
This shall be a year of pleasantries. This shall be a year of pleasant surprises. This shall be a year of good news, of new things. This shall be a year of good news. This shall be a year of new things for me. Begin to pray that God will open the windows of heaven. God will open the windows of heaven and will pour his blessing upon you, upon your life. And this shall be a year of new things, of new blessings, of pleasantries, of pleasant surprises in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Matalaba, rekekeke sipo, rentekuskaba, raanga supoliba, raansekepu, resekepu laba, mansekepo shindaleba, rainsakupa laba, rakaskipo, raansekepo shandalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go to verse 13, go to verse 13. We are going to stop at verse 17. Go to verse 13. And all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be the peace of the child. Now talking about our families. Now it's time to pray for your family. Begin to ask that the counsel of the Lord. Maybe you come from a family where there are trouble, where things are not working well, where the enemy is shaking. Now this time to pray, use this. Stand upon this and pray upon your family, your immediate and extended family. Not only judge your children, it's just a symbol of the family. Because if the family is not settled, if the family is being oppressed, if the family is being attacked, you yourself cannot enjoy peace. Any trouble of your family, any trouble of the peace of your family this year, let's say God will trouble them. God will trouble every troubler of the peace of your family. God will trouble every troubler of the peace of my family. God will trouble every troubler of the peace of my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Maskapa, resekepo, ansakapa. Pray for family. Pray for family. And pray all manner of prayer for your spouse, for your children, for your extended, for your immediate family member. This time to pray for them. Pray for them for this year. If they are troubled, they will trouble you. If they are in peace, you also enjoy peace. Begin to pray that the peace of your home, the peace of your family shall no longer be troubled. And every troubler, every curse working in your family, begin to take it away. Begin to annul it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Masakatalaba, raansakapa, raishekepo, rogoskopoliba, ragagasiba, ragagagasobolibo, rokosoposhinda, reeksepoliba, raansadalagashiba laga. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, Cedar is also a family. Cedar is a family. Pray that every troubler of Cedar family, of Cedar generation as a family of God, the Lord will trouble them this year. Every troubler that want to trouble this family, anyone that want to hinder this ministry, any troubler that want to trouble this ministry, the Lord will trouble them. The Lord will deal with them. The Lord will take them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to add that we are going to experience peace. We are going to experience unity. We are going to experience oneness in this family of God this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Man katalaba, rekeskepo, rotokoskiba, yarima masambalaba, raansikepo shimboliga, raansika bashandalaga, imama sandalaga, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now go to verse 14, the next verse. In righteousness shall thou be established, and thou shall be far from oppression. For thou shall not fear, and from terror, for he shall not come near thee. Begin to pray. Every pestilence of this year shall not be your Lord. Is it called the second wave? Whatever it is called, every terror, every pestilence, every epidemic, every pandemic of this year shall not come near you, shall not come near your dwelling, shall not come near your family, shall not come near your household. And I pray for myself, every epidemic, every pandemic, every pestilence of this year 2021, whether second wave or whatever name it is called, shall not come near me, shall not come near my dwelling place, shall not come near my family, shall not come near my home, shall not come near Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, shall not come near any member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will protect us, because we are in Goshen. Because we are in Goshen, because we are in the season of Goshen, we will be protected, we will be insulated, we will be shielded by the power of the Almighty God. We will be under his shield in the mighty name of Jesus. Makatalaba, rakaskipo, ruba skandalaba, rekeskepo shandalaba, re sandalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go to verse 15, next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse.
Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Begin to ask. Every confederacy against your life, every confederacy against your destiny this year shall be scattered by the power of the Almighty God. Any gathering, every ganging up, physical or spiritual, against your life, against this ministry, against that generous word, shall not prosper this year, shall be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Every confederacy against my life, against my ministry, against my home, against my career, shall not prosper this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will scatter them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, Makatalaba, Rekaskipo Shimboligo, Imama Sinteliba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to me. As people of God are decreeing regarding the year, the enemy is also making his own decree. Are you listening to me? The enemy is also making his own plan. I want you now to stand upon the rock of ages and speak with the confidence of the Lord that every decree of the enemy, every purpose of the enemy regarding your life this year, regarding this ministry this year, shall not come to pass. Begin to annul every plan of the enemy, every purpose of the devil, every intention of the devil regarding your life, regarding my life, regarding this ministry here, begin to annul it. Maska papa, shapapa, shapaka, broko sopo shipoliba, rakaka sapaka shapa, brakaka sabaliga, rakasipa shibaliga, rentoko sopo shibaliga, rakaskaba shindaliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray this prayer. And please, I want us to pray it seriously because it's by revelation. Let us annul. See, Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. And therefore, nobody has a right to shed our blood. Whether through accident, whether through violence, whether through gunshot, whether through any robbery, no man has a right to do us violence. So this year, we are going to pray together this, and I want to also pray this prayer. Let us use the blood of Jesus to annul every plan of the enemy to shed the blood of any member of this ministry. That God will annul that plan by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that he has blotted out every handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us. The Bible says he took it out of the way and he nailed it to the cross. Any plan of the enemy to shed blood of any member of this ministry this year, we annul it with the blood of Jesus. 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 When we travel, the Lord will keep us in safety. When we are at home, the Lord will keep us. The Lord will keep our going and coming. When we travel by road, by air, by sea, the Lord will protect us. No accidents in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not this covenant of blood by the blood of Jesus. No shedding of blood of any member of anyone this ministry this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Masakatalaba. Rakakasapa. Rakakakasapaliba. Rakakakasapaliga. Eje to jeje lo. Ko wa da wa la re eje to sonika fari ko wa da wa la re eje to jeje lo
eje to jeje lo ko wa da wa la re eje to sonika fari ko wa da wa la re
eje to jeje lo
eje to jeje lo
Masanda
la bashida la ba.
Basude keski basha dalaba.
Eje to shabu.
Masida la baba kashima la kasha dalaba.
Oh wada wala re.
Eje to jeje lo.
Eje to jeje lo.
Jesus, begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon yourself. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon your family. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon this ministry. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon every member of Cedar Generation Gospel. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Over my life, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over my family, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over my spouse, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over my children, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over every member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, whether in Nigeria or in diaspora, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over this altar, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over this church, I plead the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel favor us. The blood of Jesus is for mercy. The blood of Jesus is for cleansing. The blood of Jesus is for protection. The blood of Jesus is for preservation. Father, let us enjoy every benefit of the ministry of the blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Maska palaba, maskepo reseke toliba. I know the counsel of the enemy. I know the plans of the devil. It shall not come to pass. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's go to the next verse quickly. Let's go to the next verse quickly. Behold, I have created the smith that blew the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have seated the waster, I have created the waster to destroy. Now, God said, I have created this. No, that the goldsmith. Are you getting what I'm saying? What is the work of a goldsmith? It's to shape him. Am I right? It's to shape him. You have to go pray this to God this morning. That God is going to shape your life. The Lord is going to shape your life in line with his purpose. See, we might think, you might think you are okay the way you are. You might think you are, there's nothing wrong with you, but it is the maker that knows the form you should take. Now that God will shape your life in line with his purpose this year, that your life will conform with his image in the mighty name of Jesus, that your lot will conform with the destiny he has made for you and for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Masa dalaba. Rakashi. Maybe we tell this song. Sebi wola makoko. Aye miyo.
Oluwa mami. Mami mbo shefe. Sebi wola makoko. Aye miyo. Oluwa mami. Mami mbo shefe. Bi oba mami o. Bi oba mami. Mari mbo shefe. Baba. Bi oba mami. Miami aduwo. Shebi wala makoko. Aye mi o.
famille
Marie Boucher.
That this year, I want to pray into it now, that God, form my life in line with your purpose. Lord, let lines fall unto me in pleasant places. Lord, shape my life to bring out your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that's out of order in my life, take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Let things be set in order in my life this year. Let things be set in order in my life this year. Let my life be set for you. Let my life be set for glory. Let my life be set for glory. Let my life be set for beauty. Let my life be set for beauty. Let my life be set for lifting this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that's out of joint, Father, break it back, put it back in line in the mighty name of Jesus. Man sekepa ra ansikapa ra ushekepo rosokopo shiba ra ansakapa raga siba raga gagaga randa kasabalaba raga gaga sabalaga rekoskupu shibalaga randa kaskiba randa kaskaba ranga gagaga randa kakakaka randa kuskepo shiba sadalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's go to the last verse, which is the last verse 17, and then we'll round up. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall thou condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Your righteousness, my righteousness, is of God. And God, Bible says, this is our own heritage, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against us shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And our righteousness is of God, and therefore the enemy cannot do anything against that. Enemy cannot begin to use microscope to look at your life and say, this is why it should not be so. Your righteousness, my righteousness, is of him. So begin to pray about that this year. Every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against you shall be condemned. Any weapon formed against you this year, form against me this year, shall not prosper. Pray that prayer. Prayer as we're about to round up. Prayer as we're about to round up. Prayer as we're about to round up. Maska papa, rakaka sapadika, rakaskipo, rokoko skipo, rekeke skipo, randa kaskiba, rendeke skiba, shandalaba, randa koskopo shimbo, randa kiskipo, rendekeke skipo, rosokopo shiba, ranga skiba sha, randa kakasiba, randa kusepo, resekeke skiba, sha indili kaskanda, randa koskopo shinda, randa kuskepo liba, randa kusaipa liba, randa kaskapa shandalaba, reseke sontoligo, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that is raising up in judgment against me shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. Marakas kipo, roboskopo shidalaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. And finally, thank God, I'm moving on to higher ground this year. I'm moving to higher ground. I'm to thank God, you are stepping up. You are moving higher. Tell the devil, you are stepping up. You are moving higher. God, because God is taking you higher. Tell the devil, he cannot do anything against it. He has no power to anything against it. God has decreed. God has proposed it. And that is going to come to pass. We are moving higher. You are moving higher. I'm moving higher. See that generation gospel outreach is moving higher. We are moving higher. We are growing bigger. We are going stronger. We are expanding our territory. We are enlarging our coast in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm pressing on the upward way.
New height I'm getting.
need every day.
Still breaking us,
I don't want
bound,
nor plant my feet on higher ground.
Don't lift me up,
don't lift me up.
I feel
on that most stable land. I am there that I have found. Upon my feet on higher ground.
I'm pressing on, I'm pressing on.
That upward way,
new height I'm gay.
In every day,
still praying.
On the higher ground,
Lord, lift me up,
Lord, lift me up,
and let me stand
by faith
on the unstable land.
A higher plane
than I am on,
Lord, plant my feet
on the higher ground.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning because we know you have answered our prayers. You confirm to us that you have brought the heaven down into this auditorium at the beginning of this service. Therefore, today, every pronouncement we have made, every request we have made, every word we have uttered, every decree we have issued this morning, Lord, you are going to sanction. Lord, you are going to grant. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. You will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we are asked or thought this morning, this day, in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.